It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's April, which means, among other things, it's National Poetry Month. Here on WNYC, we celebrate by inviting local poets right on the air here from across the five boroughs and the region to share their work. Paul Passante is a longtime conductor on Metro North's Hudson Line. He's known to writers for his clever rhyming announcements, and he joins us now. Paul, of course, poems don't have to take on a rhyming format, but they often do. What got you rhyming on the job?
You know, it was by chance, actually. It started simply as what I called on my own the Feet Off the Seats campaign, because that is one of the most problematic, you know, issues that passengers actually ask us to address with other passengers about placing their feet on the seat. And then I played it back in my head. I was like, feet on the seat. So I decided to play around and do Feet Off the Seats. And then I just decided to push it into an announcement. And this was like 2018, 2019 or so. And then just slowly, I started to realize there's many other parts of this, you know, what we announce, what we have to say, that I can actually rhyme. And that's a good way to get the people's attention. And believe me, it just completely snowballed from there. And now I can just rhyme just about everything that needs to be covered on board the train.
Paul, give us an example, please.
Here's the one that gets everybody's attention. It seems to be the one that everybody loves the most. If the next stop is yours, be happy, go bonkers. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be arriving in Yonkers. Without further ado, arriving in Yonkers Station on track number 2. The next and final stop, Croton Harmon Station, is the end of our journey, our destination. All cars, every available door, will open on the platform for track number 4. Head upstairs and over to track number 3, 705, train to Poughkeepsie.
That's great. What kind of reaction do you get from riders, Paul?
People, actually, you could hear them laughing and commenting out loud. So they'll come right up to me, whether it's at the end in Grand Central, Croton Harmon, you know, wherever I'm going on the train or wherever they're getting, they will come up to me and say, oh, my God, that is awesome. You know, they tell you how much it makes their day, makes the train ride more pleasant. And we, you know, part of our job is information to the passengers. You know, when you listen to the automated systems and you listen to the way things were done, you know, just to, this is the train to Grand Central, next stop Yonkers. You know, you want to get people to listen.
Paul, I'm wondering, as I listen to this, do you think there are some riders who actually want to know your schedule, want to ride the train that you're going to be on?
In fact, just within like the last week or so, I have some people come and say, yo, we ride this train now just to hear you. We love it. It makes our ride in the morning. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, listen, I'm just a man doing the job. That's how I look. I'm just a man doing the job and doing what I'm supposed to do. And you know what? If you put in, you get back. And believe me, I put in and I'm more than getting back from it in all positive ways.
Our guest has been Paul Passante, the rhyming, longtime Metro North conductor. Paul, thank you so much.
I'm the rhymingest conductor there'll ever be. P.A. Paul, best rhymer in history.